All right, everybody, welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. We're glad to have you again, and hopefully every Thursday, 8 to 9. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicist specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Her vision and insight has revolutionized the publicity industry, as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout this industry today have been developed by, guess who? Annie Jennings PR. Annie freely shares her publicity strategies with authors and experts so everyone can have access to PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thought, so they can share their messages with millions for the betterment of all. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for NYU's publishing program, been there, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors, was there too. But Annie Jennings PR has provided over 500 smash hit publicity teleseminars for consistent standing room audiences, reaching hundreds of thousands of authors and experts. Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations everywhere. The leading business magazine, even Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, says that, quote, Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. Annie has created the concept of media websites and online press kits, defined how to create a powerful platform, developed the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns where you are only booked on top shows in major big city markets and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-replacement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platforms and land six-figure book advances. Annie Jennings PR has over 25,000 authors and experts signed up with her company, and every morning, Annie and her staff has but one thing to say. Let's kick it up a notch today. Annie, thanks you all for all you do.
Oh, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. I was waiting for you to say the punchline that we also say, where's the coffee?
I know. I need some right now. But yes, Annie, thanks you all for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, thank you very much, Stacey. That was a wonderful intro. And, you know, we certainly have led the revolution of change in the PR industry, and I really feel that we've helped the industry reach all new levels of performance, actually. And, you know, Stacey has been part of that revolution as well. Stacey has over 8 years or more in the PR industry working with Annie Jennings PR. She is Stacey Emerald Kaufman is a national publicist. She's many years' experience, as I just mentioned, and she's booked the top shows all over the country, from everything from Fox News Channel, the biggest shows on Fox News Channel, such as O'Reilly, to CNN, the hot and hot and powerful shows on CNN, the most sought-after shows, from the Today Show to Oprah to all the morning shows, including The View, and she's just really incredible publicist, incredible insight and energy, as well as a sports journalist and a sports blogger commenting on events in the sports world with her particular style, which includes a lot of pizzazz, a lot of tongue-in-cheek, and actually quite hilarious commentary on some of the issues that are going on in the sports world, as well as in the news, too. You touch a little bit upon the breaking news, right, Stace?
Absolutely. How can you not?
Oh, I know.
Right, and I'm sure we'll get into more of that as we go along with the seminar, but the importance of springing upon the news as it happens, the quickness of your commentary really, really makes a big difference.
Right, that's correct. And one of the topics we wanted to talk about tonight is a new trend, and of course, you know, we started it, as usual. We started to bring out the concept of using your website as a way to showcase, you know, not only your business or whatever it is you're selling, whatever your line of work is. You know, you can have an e-commerce site if you want to, certainly have a business site, but another way to showcase your expertise to the media. And that we developed the media website concept. And we'd like to talk tonight about how to develop an online press room. Now, an online press room these days is essential. And some of the reasons why is because when the media really wants to book an expert, they want to go to one area on your site that helps them get all the information that they need to make a quick decision based on facts, based on important information, documents, bios, important things they need to have available to them to be able to say yes to you. One thing they can't be doing, Stacey, as you know, is fishing around a website.
Annoying.
You know, annoying, right.
So
Right. It would be annoying, and it's really nice for them to have everything in one place. So Online Press Room not only serves the media, but it also serves your clients as well. Because if clients are also looking at you, let's say you have an online press room on your business site, they will go to your online press room and they'll learn a lot about what you've done in the media, again, furthering your credibility with your client as well. So it sort of has two usages, maybe even more. Now, for the media likes to go to an online press room, and there's a couple of reasons why, and Stacey, you can comment on, based on your experience in bringing the media to sites, about why it's important to have all of the information in one place.
Well, I know one of the most, the reason why that is so important is because that keeps them totally focused on you. It keeps them focused on your ability, your credibility, all the different topics that you're able to discuss in the news format and the breaking news format. So when everything is all in one place, they can easily just scroll down the page in your online press room and say, wow, here's a video from CNN.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Look at this girl go. She's good. Wow. Oh, and here is a tear sheet copy on your website, you know, scanned in of the Wall Street Journal. Holy cow. So she definitely, or he, has all of her stuff together, and of course, all of the info does include contact information. When all of that is put together in a fantastically, looking package, you know, you really do impress, and you really do set the bar very high. And, of course, the media moves very fast, as we all know, right, Annie? So, you know, when they have that all together and they see that, hey, this expert has their stuff together, let's get them on, and the information is right there, boom, you're booked.
That's right, and it's very important, too, because you can't skimp on the information. So let's go over some of the things that really should be in your online press room. And first thing, an online press room should act as a snapshot of who you are. And a snapshot meaning if they could glance across the page, they get an idea almost looking into your world, because they're going to see a lot of links that are going to bring them to other information that's going to be important for them to have. So your first page on your online press room is going to be a snapshot of every single thing that you have to offer. Then the media is going to be able to click on various links that are going to open up into more expanded pages and developed pages, and they're going to always be able to link home, that is back to that original home online press page. So that online press room, so that they can always get back home, and they should be able to link to any and all pages from every page. All right, so your first page is going to be a snapshot into your world. And some of the things that you should have set up on your snapshot page, that is the entry page of your online press room, are going to be, let's say, your bio. You want to have a bio that showcases you from the media's point of view. Now remember, your bio, many people have a lot of information in their bio that can be tweaked or can be moved or can be positioned. For instance, if I was a psychologist and I was a marriage and family therapist, but yet I wanted to talk about a domestic violence situation in the news, I might put somewhere more towards the top that I work with marriage and family specializing in domestic violence, such as prevention and how to deal with it and everything else. So I would try to tweak my bio a little bit, you know, so that it fit a variety of situations. Now that's very important. Now remember, this is on the home page. Then you want a more, you know, you can have a more link that then expands into a much longer bio that includes a lot more information too. But your snapshot bio is just going to be a vignette where they start to read maybe two or three lines in and say, okay, this is the person for me, what else do we have here? Because they're getting that feeling that if they were to click on the expanded bio, they would find all this great information about you. So you're already building your credibility, but you're not wasting a whole page, the entry page, on one big, big, long bio that they may start to glaze over. So we have that little section, right?
Yeah, and you know what? By the way, if they love what they see there, they're not clicking on the more.
You know?
I mean,
well,
that's,
you're absolutely right.
That's the trick, you know. I mean, that's exactly right. That's why you don't take up all the room on the first page that the person, the decision maker, who holds, you know, your, holds your, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hold your fate.
Your
in fate. The palm of their
your
hand.
In the palm of your
hold
hand.
Hold your booking.
Right. Hold your
hold
booking.
Hold your platform.
Right. In the palm of their hand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be reading about, you know, you have a golden retriever named Bobo.
That's
you know,
a personality bio, yeah, and that
right.
can go in your expanded bio more towards the bio.
Right, right. So, but they won't even click on that if they see what they need to see in the vignette, and that's where you need to be.
Exactly. Now, on AnnieJenningsPR.com, on the homepage and many of the other pages, if you scroll down, you'll find links to a lot of articles that talk about the things we're discussing tonight in more detail. I have a complete special report on how to create a media bio. So we don't have to go into too many details tonight about how to create a compelling media bio, but know that the resources do exist on AnnieJenningsPR.com that you can find out a lot more information about everything we're talking about tonight. But we just really want to, like, focus on this online press room in the snapshot page initially, and then what they, what these pages do break out into. Another reason to have an online press room is you want to avoid any red flags. Stacey, what, and you know this one because, of course, you know, you bring the media to sites all
right,
the time.
Right.
And, the last thing you want to see is a buy me type of
right.
message, you know, on
right.
their home page.
I know.
Because the media thinks, hey, I've got nothing but a, you know, a salesman here.
Exactly.
This is not an expert. So tell
right.
us some red flags that having the online press room is designed to avoid.
Well, I mean, I think you just mentioned the absolute major and critical, the critical red flag is that the producers, when they're booking you, and I'm sure if you are a veteran of the Annie Jennings PR teleseminars, you know that they do not want to have someone who is going to be selling, because their job is on the line with
mm-hmm.
every booking. If they're booking someone who's talking about, you know, getting better sleep so you can help, you know, so you can lose weight faster or something of that nature, they're not going to want to see, buy this mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, Cedar's, mm-hmm. you know, the sort of perfect sleep
totally.
On it. The best
totally.
On it. They don't want that, because then they automatically flash forward
right.
to you during the segment, live TV,
right.
talking about the sort of perfect sleeper.
That's
you know?
Absolutely right. There's a conflict of interest present
absolutely.
That the media is very much aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And although our experts would never do this, there have been experts in the past that have misused the media.
Right.
Okay. There is a responsible way to promote during the media segment, and there's the irresponsible way to promote. Now, the people who have gone before us have been irresponsible, and they've actually, you know, really, really made the media very, very cautious when booking anyone with a potential conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because they know whatever they're going to share is in conflict, is supporting what they're about to sell or try to sell on the air, not necessarily, quote-unquote, an unbiased opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the media is always looking for an unbiased opinion. They don't want anything that anyone pretending to tell the truth when they really have an underlying agenda. So if you, now, for example, though, if you did have an underlying agenda, such as you are a spokesman for, let's pretend, the mattress company, that should be clear in the beginning,
right.
you know, so that people aren't taking your word as gospel and, you know, this is exactly why this bed is so good. They'll understand that you are a spokesperson for a company and it's your job to say great things about this mattress and weave it in. Spokespeople have tough times getting booked on the media now for that one reason, though. It's nothing but a big commercial. So, but, you know, that's just the way the industry is changing over the years. And as the industry changes, we can't control the way it changes. We can only control our response and our strategy in dealing with the way the media is changing. Right? So there's always, I believe there's always a media placement for everyone. We just have to find the perfect match for a person. So one other thing that an online press room does is it creates a path to yes for the media. Now, when the media does come to your site, they're using their valuable time. And, of course, for me, 5 minutes is a big deal. But for some people, it's like, well, really, is it 5 minutes? Can't they even do that? Well, the answer is kind of no.
Not kind
right?
of no.
It's no.
Not kinda, no kinda.
Now, Stacey knows this very well because she actually works in the media all, you know, a lot, and, you know, she actually married a producer. All right. So
we do a lot of things fast.
Yeah, we do. You didn't get married fast.
No, we did not get married fast. But anyway.
Yeah, no, you really didn't. No, you had a nice long engagement.
Yeah.
But the thing about that is that you might think 5 minutes is a long time, but to a producer, I'm not kidding you. This is they can't spare the 5 minutes. So now they want to go to your site and they're saying, please impress me. They want to be impressed. Now they don't want you. Now here's the difference. I've been to some sites where it's a sensational type site. Sensational means get rid of your migraines forever.
Now.
Now.
Right now, just by reading this.
Exactly. Now, come on. You know, that sounds like you're about to get this whole snake oil pitch, and that mm-hmm. turns them off really, really bad. It's usually in big font. It usually takes, you know, it's like a sales page, a never-ending football field of a home page or whatever page. And, you know, that's going to turn the media off because it immediately reeks of somebody who's really just out there to persuade you, you know, using marketing and other tactics to make you buy a product or take a certain action. The media is not going to like that. All right, so there, that's going to be that. So we don't want to use this sensational approach to our online press kit. We want to use this very professional, very polished type of online press room presence. That when they go to it, they realize they are stepping into the world of an elite expert.
They feel your power.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done with the way that you set it up, with normal typeface, you know, with not a lot of flashing, you know, casino type, you know, bet here.
No bling bling, right.
Right, right. Not a lot of flash. Please avoid, I don't know why people still do this or even do it at all. Please avoid putting Google AdWords. Sorry, Google, we love you, but what I mean by that is, try to avoid distractions on your page. I think if you are in the business of using Google AdWords on your site, by all means, you are allowed to be in that business, and by all means, do it. The only thing is, it's more appropriate on some pages, such as a resource page or other pages, than it would be in your online press room, because it acts as a bit of a distraction as well. And it really shouldn't be there for various reasons. But if you're in that business and that's how you want to set up your business model, feel free to do that. Avoid it, though, in your online press room or on your media website. Save it for your sales site.
Well, it's taking up space.
And this taking up valuable space,
right,
where you could use links, because
yeah,
now you want to provide content. Content is going to be king now pretty soon now it is king, but it's going to play a big role in your online press room, because now you've captivated them with your look, the design, the feel, the elegant nature, the high polished expert, and now you want to bring them the rest of the way. So again, we're talking about the snapshot homepage. So we started with a little bit of a bio. Now, tell me, Stacey, how about some articles? What should people have as their snapshot in terms of an article section?
Well, I believe that you should have your most powerful placements. Anywhere that's national, anywhere, you know, if you've got a USA Today, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, from newspapers, if you have anything like that, you know, you definitely want to be able to say, hey, guess what? The king of the print world had me as a featured expert. Why shouldn't you? Basically, is the message that you want to get across, and you also want to get across that you're very versatile. So if you definitely don't want to pigeonhole yourself by only putting certain types of articles. So, again, if we're going back to the, Annie, didn't you say you were a marriage and family therapist?
Absolutely, and I'm also on ATM, actually.
ATM, ESQ,
yeah, that's my
we
favorite.
Do all that stuff. Yeah.
That's my favorite credential. I'm an ATM.
Right.
We all know.
That's my favorite.
Think about that for a second.
That's my favorite credential. Right, or PI. PI is a good one, too.
What's that? What's PI?
Oh, the private investigator.
Oh, of course. I can find out anything quickly. 5 minutes
right.
or less.
Well, you know, but in the beginning, when you were talking about that, you're so right that people don't realize that, hey, even though this person is a marriage and family therapist, they can discuss many different
mm-hmm.
issues that fall under that big umbrella of that area of expertise.
Right. Excellent.
So when you're putting on your print placements, you definitely definitely don't want to only do, Red Book. You know, you want to do a Wall Street Journal. You want to be able to show a variety that you can apply your expertise to many of the different news stories of the day. So you always want to choose a nice variety, a little plethora.
That's a good word.
I know. I love that word.
I think you can say it.
I was like, plethora.
Plethora. Plethora.
Of placement. So they can choose. They can say, oh, well, you know what? This Annie Jennings, she fits X, Y, and Z situations. I'm going to bookmark this page.
That's right. So I didn't pigeonhole myself as any particular one expert, which is really important because you want to broad base your area of expertise in your online press room so that if someone, so you want to appeal to a variety of people. All honestly though, of course, you need to just think about it for a minute though. Let's say, we'll use the example of the marriage and family expert. Think of all the areas they can really discuss. You know, family disputes, single parenting, dating while single, raising a teenage boy without a father, raising a teenage girl, you know, prom night, how do you deal with them wanting to stay out late, curfews, their first drink, all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All on to the more serious problems that face marriage and family counselors every single day. Right, there's so many things. I probably listed maybe 8 to 10. We could probably list 20 to 25 very much in the news and important topics that to our society right now. A way to build your topic list, let's say you have a mind blank right now and you're saying, I don't know what I am, which is very funny. It happens. Don't worry.
It happens frequently,
actually. It happens a lot.
It
does. I don't know. Could you tell me what I am?
Yeah.
No, I swear we get that a lot and it's really funny, but we know what that happens. You freeze. You don't know what to do anymore.
You know what we have to do? We're calling this, you know how last week we made up the segmentize? We have to expertize.
Expertize, yes. We had people email us last week. Stacey made up a great phrase. It was called we segmentize the author or the expert. That is, we create the author and the expert into a segment that we're able to get on the shelf for them. So now we expertize the expert. And that's a good one.
You can probably eyes anything and just make it a verb.
Any eyes.
You could face the eyes. You could
publicize.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, see?
Look how that fell right into place.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That was good.
So that's good because, I'm going to give you a tip. This is how people can figure out what they are. Let's say you're reading an article, right, and you say, oh, yeah, I could talk about that. You can comment on that dating issue, let's say. So I would suggest that people who are in a certain field, they go to a website that has a variety of categories, such as, we'll pretend, the marriage and family again. You would want to go to MSN.com or one of the major sites and look at the subcategories that they have. They'll have career, they'll have employment opportunities, you know, they'll have health, they'll have fitness, they'll have nutrition, you know, cookbook. Then they'll have a relationship link. Marriage, family link. You want to click on those links and you want to see what are some of the story titles that they're actually using. Mm-hmm. And then you'll think, wow, I could talk about these things. This is how you get your subcategories of areas of expertise. These are the categories that are going to get you booked. Because marriage and family therapy is good as an overall umbrella, but it's a glaze over type of phrase. Because they really don't know how good you are or your depth of knowledge as an expert.
Plus,
and that's
the
important part.
How many marriage and family therapists are there in this country?
There's probably a lot.
Right. So you can't just say that, of course, because you don't separate yourself. And so you definitely want to be able to list all the different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And take the 10 minutes maybe that it would take you to do what Annie's talking about. You know, just take a look, see, even if it's going on to, you know, a USA Today website,
sure.
Checking out what's going on for the day and I can comment on those things. And you can always use that on a daily basis to help you stay in front of the media as well.
In front of the
media. Lure them to this press room.
See, what I like about that is you just mentioned something very, very important. In front of the media.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, what will tomorrow's headlines be? I know what they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, regarding, and I don't really want to get into the unfortunate, you know, events of the news lately for people listening to this down the road, but having been, you know, entrenched in this situation, this heavy-duty news story, I know tomorrow's headlines today. why I created them. Because I know the news, and I know what we're covering, and I know how the news is unfolding, and I know where my experts have been with their commentary, and I know what the media has reported. So now I know the new events that have been reported on today, sort of in a breaking news format, you know, this just in kind of thing. And now I know how to position my experts commenting on the new breaking news. So you see how I'm constantly ahead of the news. I know what tomorrow they're going to be talking about. In fact, I booked the experts for tomorrow's news shows, so I already know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. But I did that based on the fact that I'm so entrenched in the news. If you want to be an expert who's really important to the media, know your news stories that pertain to you. And yes, as Stacy just said, get in front of the media by changing your website on a daily basis, by updating. When there's a breaking news story unfolding with new events coming out every hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, soon every day, you know, it expands as the news story, you know, ages. You'll want to continually be updating your vignettes, that is your little paragraphs or talking points commenting on the newest issues of the day. If you are fortunate enough to I am going to recommend you use keyword density strategy there too, and you change some of the keywords on your site to reflect that you can comment on certain issues in the news. When the media, let's say they do need an expert, and they decide, let's go onto the internet, see if anybody specializes in this area of expertise, They'll put in a Google phrase or keyword, and your site should come up if you've embedded some of this in your website already. Now remember, as you grow, you don't want to take after the news is over. You just want to keep adding to your keywords, adding to your articles up there, adding to your depth of knowledge that the media can see that you can comment on. Now let's say you land major media placements, you definitely want to put them on your site as well, because the media definitely wants to see that you've been on a lot of other high-powered shows. So you want to use everything you do, you know, to position yourself to have an advantage. It's key because thousands of experts are doing this. We've taught many, many experts this strategy. It's landed them more than six figures now. They're into the six figures, but starting with a two now instead of a one, which is really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it because they're building these incredible platforms, and they're doing the platforms rock, platforms rule, and community is where the next phase is going to be, by the way. So be building a community in everything that you do. Okay, so back to our online press room and what should be on the Snapshot homepage. You know, a headshot is important. And we had, Stacey, do you remember the picture?
Yes.
That we had a client, delightful, beautiful woman, and we went to her media site, and there she is, like on vacation. Sunburned, blonde, wild hair.
I thought you were talking about, do you remember my headshot?
No,
I automatically said yes.
Oh, you have a gorgeous headshot.
No,
yeah.
Yours.
A wine? Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good one, too. But, no, the one about the, this was Cecilia.
I do remember, yes.
She was in demand. I mean, she was great, fabulous on camera, good talker. We couldn't let anyone go to her site because she's, her homepage, she's lounging, you know, somewhere on a cruise ship.
With a margarita.
Drinking a margarita.
She's like, I'll bring these, too. No.
And we just couldn't do it because, like, we had no credibility. We just, it was delightful for her personal website, her MySpace, whatever she wants to do, that's great. But when you're dealing with a headshot for the media, they want to see who's going to be on the show. Stacey mentioned earlier, too, that the producer's job is really to book the ideal expert because their reputation is at stake. When they book a great expert that does like this fantastic job on the show and just has everybody listening intently and all the people watching just, you know, glued to their seats, sitting at the edge of their seats, you know, they get congratulated by the big guys, the big people, the people that count up in their business world, the executive producers, the hosts. They say, wow, great job booking that expert. And, you know, and they feel like they're on top of the world. It's good for them. You know, it might even lead to pay raises and other opportunities. When they book somebody who disappoints them on the air, it's a direct reflection on the ability of the producer to do their job. This is why it's so key that experts get the training they need to be fabulous on the air, that do the homework they need to be fabulous on the air, that don't go on and start promoting, you know, the mattress.
Right. Right.
You know, that they really give the media what they brought them on to do, a really high-powered segment. Now, again, we have on our website, Resources Galore. I'll give you a new link now. This is AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm, and you can learn all about media training. And that's important because when you're going on these shows, I mean, give them what they want, and, you know, you'll never be out of a media job. Believe me, you'll be invited back over and over again. There's a lot of experts who don't do that. Now, appearing on TV is a skill. You don't start off being fabulous, so you have to practice a lot so that you understand your talking points. You have your talking points set, and at first you might go over them and, you know, if you're trying to somewhat memorize your commentary, you know, you might sound like a boring record or whatever.
A robot.
Yes, but that's okay. Because once you learn and Stacy knows this very well because this is how we train our publicists, mm-hmm. is initially, yeah, you just have to work on the content. We don't add any other ingredients until you know your content. Once you know your content, we start to add personality, right? The sparkle, the pizzazz, the ability to use tonality, you know, and vocal techniques.
Oh, we
have to
get
your audience. Pardon me?
We didn't do that first?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, my God, I thought it was all about look at everyone on the TELUS seminar. I have Annie Jennings PR speechless.
You were a partner. Yes, you did.
Imagine that.
I can't believe you did that. Good one.
Because I could never handle the content, so I just went in and was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, right. But when you're learning, here's a media training
tip
for you. When you are learning, well, Stacey's just got a great personality, so she's a natural. But when you're learning to deliver a segment, just get your content down. And then once you know your content, now remember, you're going to be on TV, and there's going to be cameras, and there's going to be 10 people around, and they're going to all be looking at you, and there's going to be that moment of fight or flight. I remember one time, Stacey, this is hysterical. I was doing a teleseminar with somebody. It was going to be a co-teleseminar, right?
Okay.
And now we're doing the countdown. It's like 30 seconds, 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into like, I'm like, psyched, no, I'm getting ready to go. I'm ready to jump in there. And all of a sudden, this person who's going on with me looks at me and says, there's still time to run.
He was picking the flight. He was like, I'm out.
I said, this is terrible. And I looked at her, and I couldn't believe it because I'm so psyched to go on the show and do it and do a great job. And they just suddenly, see, it's the Bolt syndrome. It can happen to anybody. I happen to know the content. This was a new person. So, yeah, they're going to be afraid and want to run. But see, now I know the content so well that I knew I could deliver. I have a history of delivering successful teleseminars. I have no problem.
So they ran?
No. Oh. I looked at them and said, okay, let's go now. I looked at them and said, you've got to be kidding. I said, don't worry, just sit there. You'll be fine. But see, that's because, you know, when you know your content, right, you're much more comfortable than when you're scrambling for words or thoughts and you don't know what you're going to say. When you know your content well enough, you can then focus on bringing out your personality, your shine and your sparkle, and then you'll be invited back. Now what you're going to have is a great video, a great demo, a great DVD, or file to put on your website, sample demo for your website. That's going to show you in all your personality. Remember, never put anything on your site that's beginner or that you're not really proud of. Don't put anything. See, I don't. If you have to ask if it's good, it's not good. Okay.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Isn't that a good rule of thumb?
Yep.
Because you know when you're good and when you're at your best. Keep pursuing more and more media placements so that, and you can get something that when you put up there really is your best. Because you're going to be judged by that. The big shows are going to look at your online press kit or online press room, and they're going to view your video because they have no choice. Why? As I said earlier, their job depends on it. So they're going to have to view it, and if it's mediocre and you know you could do better, I would not even put it up there. I would look for your best 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and I would splice together a little sort of medley of media moments. How do you like that one? That should be like a boxed dinner food.
Media moment medley.
Media moment medley.
Place on 4 to 6 minutes in the high.
Sound like something like vegetable medley with rice. Okay. So something like that, right? And then I would put that on. See, there's always a way to, create a solution to any problem that you have. All right. So there you go. Just keep that in mind. Audio on your site is really key. All right. Audio is a chance for them to sample not only what you're going to sound like, let's say on the radio, but also your content. All right. And energy. Now, radio is driven by ratings, right? Ratings drive advertising reads, which in turn keep everyone employed. Very simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to book good guests. So they really want you to be fabulous. They're counting on it, actually. Now, when you have an audio clip on your site, they're going to be listening for the factors that cause ratings to increase. What are they? Strong, solid, powerful talking points. Somewhat controversial when called for, when appropriate. High energy, ability to command the interview, yet responsible, respectful listening from the host. Okay? So that it's not like a lecture, and it's not like a presentation or you know, some kind of event. It's an actual conversation between a host and a guest that's compelling the audience to listen. All right, so you need to train for all this stuff. Media training is important. Practice in media training. Of course, we have everything down to a science here. We strategize every single aspect of publicity, but media training would be very important. So try not to do anything cold. Never wing a thing.
Yeah, that sounds good. that could be a dinner too. Wing a thing.
Never.
Wing a thing and media medley.
I'll take them both, please.
Super size.
Oh, you know what we needed to laugh? We've been working too. The other day I worked from 4 a.m. till 11 at night.
Oh, it was nuts. I called you during that time.
Oh, you did?
Remember it was after hours and we were sitting here talking about what we're going to discuss today and you're like, oh, hold on 1 second. Oh, yeah, sure. You want XYZ person? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And I'm sitting there waiting patiently, knowing that this conversation is going
to
be done in literally 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Because that's all it takes. You just need the information and you're a go. And I was like, okay, I'll talk to you later.
Well, yeah, that's what it's like. You know, which brings me to another thing that we really wanted to talk about today is I suggest that people do get signed up with a publicist. Now, you may not want to hire a publicist to do particular jobs for you at the time, but you want to be known by a publicist, particularly one who works on the breaking news, should you have an interest in appearing on the breaking news or being one of the experts that is in demand in times of a crisis or in crunch time. We'll call it crunch time. What happens in crunch time? They need experts fast. Who are they going to call?
Guestbusters!
Yes, exactly.
How about that? Get it?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to call us. They're going to call Annie Jennings PR because we've got a hotline to the media, and here's why. We specialize in experts. They know the experts are going to have... They're going to be media trained. They're going to know what they're talking about. We're going to prepare the talking points. We're going to build a segment that's going to make sense for the show. They're not going to get that if they pick an expert from a press release that suddenly arrives over a press wire or any other vehicle. They don't have time to get to know the expert. Now, two things here. Let's assume, pretend they do have time, and a press release arrives in their inbox, and it's you, and this is the first time that you're approaching this media, and you're hoping that, you know, you've thrown a lot of things against the wall, you're hoping something sticks. And let's say a journalist says, sounds like a good expert, let me go to their site. Now, they go to your site. Where are they going to go first? The online press room. What are they going to see when they go on their online press room? If they see everything we're talking about, you're going to be very well positioned for them to build confidence and credibility and say yes to you without having to know you too much more than that. Because in one glance, they can see everything you bring to the table. Then they can see your video and see if you're a good expert. If you're not a good expert, bye-bye, they're out of there. They've got to move on to someone else. If they watch your video, they'll listen to your audio. You've got your contact information there. You have an expanded bio. You have your topics and area of expertise. You have the book cover that they can actually, you know, remove from your download from your site, your picture they can download, and get everything they want. Online media kit they can download from your site to bring into their meeting and say, is it okay if I book this person that got everything we need? The executive producer is going to say, sure, it looks very, very strong. I would suggest you book the expert. See, it kind of works like that. So it's important that your online press room is really up to speed. Now, in crunch time, though, who are they going to call? They have no choice but to call a publicist that they know and trust, because suddenly the trust factor becomes critical. They've got to know that who they're going to put on can deliver the outcome and have the exact credentials they're looking for, and they have no time to search the Internet or anywhere else for their particular expert. So it's important that you do get signed up with an expert and with a publicity company. And as you know, our company, we do the pay-for-placement business model, and in times of, you know, crisis or breaking news stories, the media calls us, and we go to our categories of, let's say, psychologists, and we'll offer the placement to all our psychologists. And as part of the service that we offer is that when we do go to the media with the expert, we'll bring them to your site and personally walk them through your website, avoiding any trouble spots, which is really important that you have somebody doing that for you. Of course, we continually to train our audience so that they know what a good website is. They know what an online press room is, what a good media kit is. You know what's important, and I wanted to discuss, Stacey, in a minute, you can take it from here, but when the chips are down, the media goes to the publicity people, because we're fast, we know what they want, we know what the next news story should be, and so when there's no time to trust either any, you know, Google searches or picking up a press release from someone they don't know, it's time to trust the publicist. So there you go. So people can sign up with us and let us know you exist and all your information at anniejenningspr.com/experts.htm. Stacey, I have a question for you. What about this media kit business being old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned? Is that, like, even the word?
Yeah.
It's more or less, like, prehistoric.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is, because I know when I first began doing publicity with you, like 8 years ago now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we were doing. We were creating the gorgeous media kit so that you could send them via, you know, priority mail,
overnight mail,
some kind of mail to make a statement, and then they were able to tangibly take a look at
mm-hmm.
what you were, what you did, your presentation, your topics, your bio, headshots, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Videos, VHS, dare I say, VHS
videos. Remember that?
Yeah, and so that was status quo back then. However,
back in the day.
But you know what? It feels like that long ago, Annie, just because there's been so much evolving now
mm-hmm.
in this industry, so much in terms of the communications. I mean, again, when I first began doing publicity and being in this industry, it was, fax it over. Fax what?
You know, people don't even have fax machines anymore.
No. And so, the media kits have become, I mean, they're great to have. They're good to have on hand. If someone does say, hey, shoot me a media kit in the mail, but I'll tell you they won't.
They'll say,
oh, what's your website so I can go take a look at your press room? You know, to go take a look at your online media kit. Go take a look to your site, because again, we go back to the whole premise of things move quickly in the media. I don't care if it's television or radio or print. You know, we've got deadlines that they have to meet, and they have to meet them with quality credentialed,
mm-hmm.
Experienced experts, again, because their jobs are always on the line. So they don't have time to say, send me your media kit. I'll get that in 2 days after the story's over.
Right.
It doesn't even matter anymore. So you definitely have to. Great. Those are good as kind of like, you know, the plan B or C or D
mm-hmm.
or Z, you know.
Right.
Backup plan, sure, but, or good to have when you meet people in person.
You know,
that's something
yes.
that's good to, you know, keep people remembering who you were and your face and so on. But when you're in this situation, and these are going to be some of your best opportunities to make it happen, to get you on television or on the radio, is going to be talking about these breaking news segments. So in that same vein, you have to move just as quickly. You have to have all of your information, as we talked about in the beginning of the teleseminar, in one place, leading the producer to say, yes, I do want to book this expert. Yeah, I know. And guess what? It took me like nanoseconds to do it. So when you do that, you've created this sense of trust almost. Not almost, you've created a relationship, a trusting relationship between you and the media and the media outlet and that particular producer. So now, when they have a similar story and you did a great job and they knew you had everything that they needed, boom, one-stop shop right at that online press room, they're going to go there again and again and again and again, and maybe they'll send their friends. You know, because they know.
Yeah, maybe they'll send everybody. That does happen.
Right. It absolutely does. Mm-hmm. How many times have we gotten phone calls saying, oh, you know what, XYZ, you know, referred me to you because you did a segment 2 weeks ago on whatever.
Exactly.
You know? And that's happened many, many a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it definitely does. So, yeah, the media kits are good to have, just to have, but they are old-fashioned. You know, that's not the first contact that you want to make with someone. You definitely want to be able to move quickly. Again, the media moves quickly. And on another note, talking about moving quickly, and when we were discussing previously, Annie, you were talking about changing your keywords, you always want to be up on the news. There's great resources for you to stay up on these stories of the day as they happen. One of my favorites, and I always use this, was the Google News Alerts. It's totally free, and, you know, every morning you can get USA Today, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Wall Street Journal, all your headlines in your inbox. You can get that every single morning. Get up at, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning like it.
Sure.
You know, you're getting up and you're changing your stuff because news doesn't sleep, okay? So the 24 hours news networks are looking at stuff at 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. They're seeing the news stories that are hitting just on dawn of the day. So if you can transform those stories into something that they are going to be looking for the stories, your talking points, segmentizing yourself for the news of the day, then you are always going to be steps ahead. So you always want to definitely be in the know as what's going on. Unfortunately, you know, the majority of us don't have the in as Annie and the publicists do here, but, you know, if you do every morning take a look at the headlines and you're able to get your expertise together, get your talking points together on these topics of the day, breaking news of the day, and put them into your online press room, you know, that is going to be so much more powerful. I mean, the producers are going to say, oh, goodness, this chick is up on her stuff. She knows she's on the ball. She knows what she's talking about. And it all, so they probably won't say this chick, though.
well, it could get you fired.
Right. So that's what I mean. So they probably won't say that. But that's just again me
and
my own.
And by the way, while you were talking, the phone just rang. You heard it, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's just the media calling to book another expert. This is how it is. When there's breaking news, they are working round the clock like Stacey.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you always have to be up on it. And as we were just mentioning, too, one of the best ways is to be in the loop with a top-notch publicist, with a publicist that works with the breaking news. Because as you can just, I mean, you all just heard it. I heard it in the background. I'm sure you all could, too. The phone's ringing and ringing and ringing. They need experts. So they go to the trusted sources.
That's right. And thanks, Stacey. You know, I'm really, really, really happy with our business model. Clients only, you know, pay for the results that we get for them. So, you know, in this model allows us to, you know, bring our segments out to our experts. Our experts can see if they seem right for them at that time. If they are, they contact us. We put the deal together, put them together, present them to the journalists, and close the deal for them. And that's what I really like about the way that we work, too. So be sure you do sign up with us. There's obviously no obligation. In fact, you get, like, a nice free CD. When you do, let us know about you using the link anniejenningspr.com/experts.htm. So I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight and all the people who are listening, you know, via digital replay and MP3, by the way. These go out as podcasts as well. We'll be doing more teleseminars on podcasting. In fact, podcasting for PR is another really, really big one. You know, it really gives you a huge ability for self-promotion and building your community. So these are all things we're going to cover in the weeks to come. Bring all your friends.
Bring them all.
A nice entertainment show at night.
I know. It's always funny. It seems like anytime you and I get together, it doesn't matter the topic or subject or what have you, or the real purpose
yeah.
of what we're doing.
We wind up laughing.
Yeah, laughing and mm-hmm. just having a good time, and that's important.
Yeah, it is. So we do appreciate everybody coming tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stacey, thank you again. Stacey Emerald Kaufman, she's a national publicist. I think she's booked about every show and media outlet that exists of
maybe.
National nature.
Well,
Yeah, you have. Sports journalist, sports blogger, and breaking news commentator via blog. And some of her things are very, very funny, and she's a delight to us all. And, of course, my name is Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR. We certainly appreciate your loyalty. I think that's the nicest way to say it, is your loyalty to our company. So I really appreciate everybody's loyalty. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Hey. Oh, don't forget, though, the AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm,
mm-hmm.
not
yeah.
only just for this teleseminar, but many, many, a plethora. How's that?
A plethora of others. And that means you can listen to us all night long.
You can even rewind and put it
you
on,
you can rewind,
you know,
to play
over
again.
And over and over again if you like.
If you like the word plethora, you can hear it over and over again.
Plethora. You know what? I bet you if the more you listen to it, the more I mispronounce it.
There's a couple of words I have no clue either. And every time they come up, I can't say the word. I'm going to try to say it now. Specific.
Oh, gee. That's like spaghetti.
That's like that S&P specific. If I try to say that and I'm under a little bit of pressure, it comes out so weird. I got to find a different word to mean that.
Exact?
I don't know. We'll work on
it. How about particular?
I don't know. Maybe I should just, like, stop talking about it.
I just gave you, like, four.
Four. Well, I would say instead of the specific reason, I should say, and the exact reason is, oh, good, I like it.
There you go.
It's exact.
There we go.
My little linguist journalist.
Right, I try.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, good work.
I know I love to talk.
You're a good speller, too. I was going to call you up today and ask you how to spell concoction.
C-O-N-C-O-N, yeah.
Yeah, there was. You couldn't figure it out.
And there's this thing now called dictionary.com.
Oh,
it really is very easy.
Really?
Yes.
Should I know
and
that?
And fast, yes.
And
they have thesaurus.com, too, and I use that a lot.
Oh, as if we can spell the word thesaurus.
T-H-E-S-A-R-U-R-U-S, whatever. I did it real fast, and I screwed it up again. That's what happens when you start talking quickly. Anyway, we digress.
Okay, we'll see each other next week, and we'll see everybody next week as well.
Thursday at 8.
Okay, you got it.
Don't be late. Okay.